ECMDG or ECMDG and ACMH mobile on the link.
Pretty noisy in there today, Toby, and it's CN Mobile.
Okay, I guess change that to the other radio.
Yeah, we gotta get you a better antenna than that paperclip you're using up there.
No, I was on the Anytone. I've been in my office. I was on the Anytone the first time.
No, that's actually surprising then. Okay, well, that's better than I thought it would do from there.
Yeah, hey, is this you, Joe?
Hang on. Last I checked.
Okay, I'll tell my ears are kind of goofed up a little bit. No, that's a 7 watts, it's full turbo mode. Hey, did you get my message about all the features I'm finding on that Anytone? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, what did you find? It's kind of the radio I just have with me now. I have it in my backpack, and about the only thing I wish I had for it is the battery that I have isn't the kind that you can charge with USB. So I've been kind of thinking about grabbing a second one that has that, just so, you know, if it runs down, I can charge it at work or something. But no, it's a pretty handy radio. I tend to grab it more than one of the others, anyway.
Oh, I know. I found how to turn up the speaker volume without the knob, and turn up the earpiece, like the speaker mic on the display there. I forget where it is. And I found how to put it into turbo mode, you know, where it's running a full 7 watts. Instead of 5, like high, it's got turbo mode on it. So, oh man. But DMR is still down. I can't get into it. Is there a problem?
I think the link is the repeater's still up, and I used it yesterday. And I had 2.6 keyed up, and I heard 4425 repeating it, but I know the thing that links those two things together is at Drake's house, and sometimes that goes offline, so that might need to be reset. But the repeater's up, and I know, like, if you wanted to join the Saturn Net or some other DMR talk group, you can. But I think the link to the link system right now that's normally online is probably not.
Yeah, because I can't get dumped on 2.6. I've been trying, you know, DMR 2416 on TCM and nothing. No, I really like it. I really do. I've got the Anytone speaker speaker mic. It's a nice one. And I want to tell you, this radio is going everywhere with me. The only thing I keep in the backup are my both bail banks. Well, I've got the one in the car. But, yeah. No, they have, you can get them, but they're like $50 almost. You could get one off Amazon cheaper. But I bought that Beatstock one, and man, I really like that thing. That thing does a good job, so I got two batteries now.
Yeah, the repeater's system is fine down here at WAVPC.
Come on, Mike. Benefit. Yeah, it's, I think all the other links are up. It's just, the 4425 here in Traverse City normally it's a DLR repeater, and it's normally patched in to TGIF 2416 on 2. And for a while, I think the link system that did that was a computer, just a virtual instance, and it was always online, and it was pretty reliable. But the problem was it was doing software audio encoding and decoding, and the quality was dog water. And I think Drake ended up replacing it with a 4300 or a 4350 maybe. A Motorola radio that was patched into something else, and the audio quality of that was way, way better because we were doing the codec on the actual equipment that it was intended for instead of trying to emulate it, and so the quality was way, way better, but there was something about that that needed to be, because it wasn't just an instance running somewhere, it was an actual piece of hardware, I think it is prone to needing to be reset every now and then, so every once in a while, the patch between the link network and that DMR talk group goes down. And I think that's what probably needs to be done. I'll ping him a little later here. But we had talked about rebuilding that so that it is a little bit more reliable. And the way that I think I want to try is I got an SL7550 off eBay for real cheap because it had no push-to-talk button and no battery. But I'm just going to mount that in a little metal case with the interface and probably locate it up at the repeater site and put it on low power and let it run. But just like a little rack mount unit enclosure or something, because it doesn't need to have a ton of power or features. It just needs to sit there and be the bridge between the analog and digital world. So that's the plan. Until then, we might have to kick it every once in a while. See, if I talk long enough and almost time it out, he shows up. Okay, good night,
see ya. It's actually a software patch. That's where you make it cost right now. It's on a handflip, but the program, the application I found that can do it that's updated emulates PYT MD390. And that's what it's been for, I think, 6 months now. It's that. And with how perfectly imperfect HamVoip is, it just kind of likes to die. And I have to go shake it a little bit every once in a while. It's usually every 3 months. I've done it twice.
Well, just when you need your time, right? You'll kick yourself. Yeah. No, I've got the radio on here, and I've got nothing from the car. Just I teed it up. But, no, it's not picking up on TCM, so, yeah. Well, it's 63 degrees. The rain's coming, I heard. So, okay. Well, hey, John, look at you. I have to be out of here in a little bit. I have to go on the station too, meet with some guys, and I got a long day. Long morning, actually.
this thing, I can maybe jump on if it dries out. So you guys take care.
Okay, sounds good. I'm almost where I'm going anyway. Drake, I didn't know that that was back out of software, so that explains it. So, but we'll have to dig out that SL7550 that I've got and mess with that in a while. But yeah. Well, maybe that was the increase in the audio quality. I thought maybe the 390 did it better than the MDVM module that was doing it before, so, but, I know it's better quality-wise than it used to be, so, but, that was hilarious, yeah, buddy, you, really expensive Dodge truck, I know, you think you're better than everybody else, and you try to pass everybody, but the roads are slick, and you're rear-wheel drive, and you almost hit that pole. Gonna calm down now, eh? Everybody thinks they're hurry is more important than everybody else's hurry. I don't know, probably is. I'm not going anywhere important. Go ahead, Mike, if you're still in there. It'll be a VPC to take it, and ACN.
Yeah, okay. Sounds like, try driving down here. yeah, one of the repeaters went rogue last night. Started doing its thing, you know, with that feedback type sound, ringing feedback type sound. Disconnected my end. I wanted to sleep. Anyways, I gotta go. Mom just knocked on the bedroom door. We'll talk to you guys later. Go ahead, Drake, to the VPC.
All right. Hey, TMH Mobile.
Yeah, I don't really know if I want to make the patch hardware again. Mainly because when it was, there was a huge audio delay. Like, you would key up, and there was almost a 500 millisecond delay where it would, first it would just chop off the beginning of everyone's transmissions by like a half second. Having it talk into a hotspot or a repeater. Anyway, having it talk into the repeater is a bit of an issue because you can't really account for the amount of time it takes to do the handshake. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer than others, and that causes a delay. So it clips the beginning of transmissions. So I was like, all right, well, I'll set the hotspot to simplex mode. And that made it worse. So, yeah, hardware patch is not great.
Yeah, it's a bummer and unexpected. I thought that was going to be our tout de fer, I guess. But, oh, well. Oh, I got an SL7550 we can play with then. It was $35. So, I have to do something interesting with it. Alright, I am where I need to be. I'm going to jump out. NADMH. Have a good one. 73. NACN.
Alright, yeah, sounds good. NADMH. Well.
This is KD0SIO. looking for a radio check. Over.
It is working fine for you, sir. This is NAPWM Mayo.
Roger that. I copy your call sign as November Alpha Papa Whiskey Mike. Is that correct?
No, sir. It is November 8, Papa Whiskey Mike, NAPWM. NAPWM. Boy, I haven't had enough coffee yet this morning. Amos Craig, Charlie Radio Alpha India Golf.
Roger that. I copy November 8, Papa Whiskey Mike. Yeah, I'm just here in the local Tikowski Marriott lobby just trying to set up my little, this is just a little HT, and I'm trying to program in some local frequencies. So this is the first copy I have.
Oh, very good. Well, I hope my signal's a little bit better. I put my headphones on here. But yeah, you're doing fine. Your HT's making it good into the Petoskey system, and you've got a very nice clean signal into the network.
This is truly awesome. I'm from Minnesota, and, you know, I'm just trying to play around. I'm on vacation trying to learn this whole HT system. So I have a question for you. I've tried to program in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This frequency that I'm talking to you on is the 6th one, and I'm not sure if I'm doing something wrong or, boy, maybe it's just the geography. So I'm not sure. If you can advise, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I'm not quite sure what the question is. You are into the Northern Michigan Link repeater system. This system has repeater nodes all over northern lower Michigan and a fairly sizable portion of the Upper Peninsula. You're talking on the Petoskey system, I believe, and then as you travel through northern Michigan, you can switch channels into the different systems that are in there. I'm coming through the Mayo system, which is less than probably 2 miles as the crow flies from me.
Roger that. I was just using AI looking up frequencies, so I'm not going to worry about it. I got my copy for this morning, so I'm a pretty happy camper. Thank you very much for letting me copy this, and appreciate all your help. So I'll just stand clear for now and just be kind of monitoring. KD0SIO, clear for now.
All right, KD0SIO and APWM returning. Well, very good. AI is a good way to go. If you just do a search for the Northern Michigan Linked Repeater System, I believe that's what it's called, Northern Michigan Linked Repeater Network, NMLRN. Boy, that's a tough one this morning. It will show you all of the repeaters that are on the system. I believe there's also a Facebook page, but I'm not 100% sure. I haven't looked in a long time. But that will give you all of the frequencies. There's quite a few systems on here. I'm coming in through All-Star Link into the N9KOP system. But there's multiple methods of getting into it, but it's a very, very good, very powerful system that'll get you all over the place. So it's been a pleasure, and good luck. Good to hear you on there. Hope to hear you again. KD0SIO signed, NAPWM will be clear and listening. 7-3.
N8APX, just for both of you guys, NMLRN.org, Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network, NMLRN.org. It's got all of our info right on the main screen there.
Oh, awesome. I'm not sure I'm getting out. Something is not working right here. Appreciate it. NAPW.
Yeah, I would not connect your All-Star node directly to
the Mayo repeater. It's backhaul, it's cellular. So it's, you know, it's just unlimited bandwidth. You're going to want to connect to the hub. That hub all-star node number is on the website. Connect straight into the hub, and it cuts down on bandwidth going to that that site. And then that packet loss won't happen, usually. UMH Mobile.
Hey, PWM. Hope you're still copying me. Probably my own fault. All right, very good. Yeah, we'll connect into the hub and go that route then. That does make a whole lot more sense. Appreciate the info. I'll go look it up. We'll say 7-3 and go ahead and reconnect. NAPMH, NAPWM.
Hey, Adam, do you have any idea when they're going to fix the bridge on 68?
Nope. I seen a Facebook post yesterday. It looks like it's all tore up. I'd have to imagine at least a couple weeks. You headed back over to Roger City?
Yeah, I got to take Akiak all the way to Akiak Road to 23 and then 23 over to Roger City now.
Yep, that's probably your best bet. Either that or 75 up to Sheboygan.
No, I got off at the Indian River exit. Anyway, so. Meh. It's just a little annoying, man. That's like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, but you get paid by the hour.
Yeah. Doing a wonderful thing. I'm transmitting on 1-9 and listening on the 7-4. It's great.
Yeah, the 7-4 has become so unusable, I don't even run it right now. I'm doing everything on the 1-9.
Yeah, I think we have overlapping coverage for the most part.
That was a lovely double. Neither one of you won out.
Oh, it's that guy.
I can only talk this morning. Not the win-win.
Cam, how are you doing down there?
Oh, I'm in the works after a terrible Monday. I had two molars ripped out to make way for my wisdom teeth. So, here we are. Made sure they put me out for that one.
I've been there, done that. Don't want to do that again. Go ahead, Adam.
You know, I've never needed that done, surprisingly. I had one back one go bad, just a regular tooth that they pulled. The wisdom tooth just came in and filled that space. Life goes on.
How well are you guys hearing me? I'm in a dead spot here.
Sound fine. Yeah, now it sucks. I don't know what you did, but now it sucks. Hey, Adam, if I go fast enough, you think I'll make it over the bridge that doesn't exist?
I mean, you're in a company van, so I say send it.
Okay.
Just about out to my destination here. Change water heater out this morning, but there was a zero station in there just a minute ago. It sounded like he was up here on vacation. I don't know if you're still listening, but it sounded like you were maybe in the Petoskey area. you got any questions on the repeaters around, don't hesitate to look me up on QRZ, shoot me an email, give you some good info. That's always one of the things that I hate when I'm traveling is never knowing the local landscape on stuff. So, call here is November Alpha X. And I'm going to start looking for my here, Drake. So, have fun with that jump.
I'll try.
NADMH to VADPC. I'm looking on MDOT's website. There's M68 calls from Shep Road to North Curtis. Would that be the one?
That sounds about right, because the sign said it was about 5 miles out from Montiac Road.
Yeah, okay, it says ends on 717-26. So they must have had a culvert washout, huh?
Probably. Adam would know more about that than me. But that would be my guess with all the flooding. Your guess would be correct. That's exactly what it is.
I'm back in 9KOP mobile.
I love it when my brain puts two and two together to make things work. Well, you guys love doubling, don't you? Cam won that one out.
I had to switch over to my phone because the antenna on the car here, the insulator on the inside broke, so it's not getting a good connection on the animal mount. So here I am on the phone. I'll fix it when I get to work. I got another antenna. I just need to get it on there.
Well, what did you do that for?
So I went to take it off to put on a mag mount that still keeps out when I went to Ohio this last weekend, and the insulator broke when I was pulling it apart, and I just put it back on. Well, I guess the one I took off was the one for the radio that I use in the car, so I'm messed up well right now.
I'm surprised I'm still getting another one out here. That's, I'm not very close, but...
I'll just use my phone. Lost two this morning, Adam.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, he was.
I missed it. I have the radio turned down. My stuff around here.
We, you get a Kirkchunk announcement when he does, when that happens. Now, all it was key ups there, Cam.
Okay, let's try it for a third time. I had to switch cell carriers.
I hate it when that happens.
Where are you heading, Drake?
I'm headed through Roger City to flash radios and load algos, and that's about it.
For Presqu'ile County or another company over there?
Fresco. And the radio gods are just not liking you today.
Okay. Back to Verizon. As long as AT&T covered. There it goes here in Presque Isle County anymore.
No, yeah, it'll be, from what I understand, I don't know.
You're losing the battle, Drake. Can't hear you.
Yeah, I was down a hill. I'm coming up now. Coverage along 23 here is a little sparse in this area here.
Can you get the 700 up that high or that far north?
I'm closer to Sheboygan than Rocker City. I mean, I can try, but I doubt it.
Yeah, you're probably right. Your signal's about the same to the 700 as it is the 19 right now.
I just switched to the 11 and it's screaming over here.
Oh, I can at least understand you on the 11.
You can't understand me or you can't?
I can understand you really good.
Wow, it's almost like I did something productive.
See if my radio works now.
Yeah.
It's only because I can see the tower. I guarantee my standing waves way out of whack.
Your SWR is currently infinity.
So what did you say Prestige is doing? You didn't know?
Yeah, I don't really know what their plan is. But if I had to guess, it's going to be the thing.
They're going to encrypt everything, or don't they have MDTs in their cars?
You know, I don't know.
Since they got MDTs, why are they encrypted? MDTs is one form of their encryption that they require.
Nice work here.
And 9KOP mobile Fairview.
Fairview. What a place to be.
It's a big town. Blink one, can you miss it?
Yep. That's a good way to put it. So freaking humid out. I had to turn the AC on to act as a dehumidifier.
Yeah, I got the same thing on right now. Just suck the humidity out.
Yeah. I haven't really used the 11 a whole lot. Doesn't be too bad. Through the app. Man, that delay is really jarring. It's like a speech jammer.
Alright, I'm gonna give you a TX real quick. I'm 9KOP mobile.
Thank you.
UIS mobile.
QMD mobile listening.
KBB9NN mobile monitoring.
on KOP Mobile.
KE8FJW monitoring portable.
Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Mike, monitoring.